You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome to the first edition of Rock and Soul Tarot. Now, this is going to be a way to look at tarot cards through the lens of rock music. I am sort of a tarot card reader. I grew up around tarot because my mother, she still reads to this day, but I only got into it 2.5 years ago after rejecting it for a long time. I'm a rock DJ. I know music. So the way I look at a card like the Fool, and we will look at every single card in the deck with a rock and roll style vibe to it. You know, the Fool is universally considered to be a card of exploration and new beginnings and a look before you leap, and it's all wonderful because we're starting brand new. But the energy surrounding the Fool doesn't always have to be sunshine and rainbows, because when you think of new beginnings, to me, it reminds me of that line in Cocktail when Tom Cruise looks at Elizabeth Shue and says, "Everything ends badly, otherwise it wouldn't end." There's a reason why you're taking that leap in the first place. And a lot of people feel that with a new beginning, everything has to be perfect for them to make the leap. For me, there's a lot of tower energy here where everything gets burnt to the ground, and that's why you're making the leap. That's why you're changing. And when I look at the Fool, I think of that Soul Asylum song, Runaway Train. Now, in the 90s, you couldn't escape that song, but that song was about a guy who just wanted to escape. Somebody that just couldn't handle what was going on. They weren't going to hurt themselves, but they just wanted to leave. So in the metaphor of the train, it was like it's off track, but it's moving forward, and I just got to get out of here. You look at that song. The opening line says, "Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light." Now, to me, when Dave Perna, the lead singer of Soul Asylum, sings those two lines, he's reaching out for what he already knows is a dead end. Whoever is there on the other end of that line hasn't been helpful in the first place. That's why it's like a firefly without a light. You're hoping for some kind of guidance, but you already know it's not going to be there. It's same old, same old. You're surrounding yourself with the wrong energy. And then he says, "You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning." Well, the blowtorch burning is not a positive light. It's scalding. It's with consequence. So even though he needed turning, he needed help, his only option at the time was something he already knew was caustic, already knew was going to be painful. So that, to me, is exactly what the Fool is all about. You're beginning this journey. It's card zero. You have a reason. It's not always the kid graduating from high school and now he's going off to college and figuring out what he wants to do in life. No, it's we've been there. We've done that. What we've had in life wasn't working. So now we need to just go. You know, not everything in life has to be carefully planned, because you'll wind up thinking yourself into a corner. Sometimes you just got to go. You know, start thinking about, well, I was with this person for so long. I was with this job forever. I don't know what else to do with myself. So I'll just stay, because sometimes the devil you do know is better than the devil you don't. That's not the case with the Fool. If you're looking at this card, if you're feeling the energy, the vibe of this card, you've thought too much already. It's time to go. You know, in The Bridge to Soul Asylum's Runaway Train, when he says, bought a ticket for a runaway train, like a madman laughing at the rain. It's a little out of touch, it's a little insane, but it's just easier than dealing with the pain. The brilliance, you know, think about that. When you look at rain, it usually symbolizes like a baseball game getting washed out or your plans getting canceled. But you can either sulk or you can deal with the rain. You can accept it like a madman laughing at the rain. It may be a little crazy, but you know what? It's better than accepting what's ahead of you. Just walk through that rain. It's better than accepting what's around you now. You walk through the rain. You take a leap. Maybe by the time you get to where you want to go, that rain stops. Maybe it's just a brief shower and you'll dry off by the time you get to your destination. But if you stand in the window looking at the rain, not taking the leap, like the narrator in Soul Asylum's Runaway Train, you'll never know what the Fool's journey truly is. And I think that in life, sometimes we spend too long justifying why we're in a situation, justifying why we shouldn't do something by looking at what we already have. Well, if you're not happy, what you have is not enough. That's the Fool's journey. The Fool's journey is what's behind you hasn't served you, and it is time to go. At the very end, after a repeat of the chorus, which is runaway train, never coming back, wrong way on a one-way track, seems like I should be getting somewhere, but somehow I'm neither here nor there. That's why the narrator wants to take that leap. That's why he wants to jump and accept the Fool's journey. After that chorus, it goes, runaway train, never coming back, runaway train, tearing up the track, runaway train, burning in my veins, run away, but it always seems the same. And then there's a guitar solo, like a coda, that fades out. So at that point, if you listen to the narrator, he basically just rewords the chorus and is standing at the edge. He's trying to make sense of what's going on, but he winds up repeating himself. At that point, you look at your life and you say, well, my job sucks, but it pays the bills. But then you get home and you realize that you're late on this payment and you're late on that payment. So are you really paying the bills? Well, my relationship doesn't make me happy, but there's no one else out there. Then you meet somebody on the street and your heart flutters, but you have someone at home. You see, in the Fool's journey, you have to stop thinking and you have to stop wondering if what is going on now is ever going to be okay. If you were thinking clearly, if everything was okay, you wouldn't be thinking like this right now. So for me, when I hear Soul Asylum's Runaway Train, I think of the Fool's journey. Not everything in life is going to be set up to be perfect. When it's time to go, it may be at the most imperfect time. That's why it's time to go. That's the Fool in today's Rock and Soul Tarot Lesson.